I said this morning, it's good to see everybody and stuff. And thank you. I know y'all been praying for the family for a long time. And my grandma's been on the prayer list. And we got 95 years out of her.
Amen.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
And almost all of the 95 years was quality. She had a quality life.
Amen.
And so she was blessed in that too. And but the number one thing is, I do know where she's at.
Amen.
And we're going to talk about today the simplicity. We're going to talk about two subjects. Simplicity and the certainty of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break those two down. You know, we live in a society where we overcomplicate everything. And I'm trying not to look at the window. I'm playing. I had to throw that out there. I'll tell you this, and so we're all guilty of it. So we overcomplicate everything, a lot of stuff. When we're reading Scripture, and so God knows he created us, first of all. He kind of knows where we're coming from, what we are. So he simplified a lot of things. So I'm going to talk about salvation. We're going to do a baptism here at the end of the service. And I talk about that certainty that I know where my grandmother's at. And so that's available to each and every one of us.
Amen.
Every one of us. Don't go through life wondering or hoping that I'm getting there.
Amen.
You ain't got to do that. God made it where it's simple, and he made it where it's certain.
Amen.
Now, and y'all know me. We talked a bunch about it. You know that don't exempt you from stuff that happens when you're on this earth, right? That don't exempt you. We ain't talking about that. We're going to focus on the simplicity, and the song was perfect. One day at a time.
Yeah.
If we do that alone, one day at a time, you'd be surprised how simplified, easier things are to deal with.
Amen.
We're going to be in Romans. And a lot of y'all are familiar with this. We're going to break it down here in a minute. Romans 10. And so y'all know Romans 10, 9, and 10, a lot of people. But we're going to go 9 through 13. And I'm going to read these, and we're going to break these scriptures down. And when I read, y'all know me, I put emphasis on what's important. It's all important. But if y'all hear me pause, or I want y'all to pay attention to it, because we're going to talk about it. Y'all there yet?
Oh, yeah.
That's in the New Testament. So what I want y'all to do from now on, I probably shouldn't say this, but when y'all pull up in the driveway, get out of the truck, knock the dust off your Bible before you come in here. So that way, I don't want to be sneezing or nothing like that. That's a joke. So that, anyway, open your Bible up. Verse 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It can't get no plainer than that. Okay? Let me move on. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. You got to do something. You got to make a move. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. Let me put it in our terms. That's everybody. I said I messed up, lost some spot. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blessed all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me read that last one. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And y'all heard me say it before. And y'all, I kind of put a joking spin on the thing. I don't care where you come from, where you been, what you done, who you done, who you did bad things to, who did bad things to. Everybody has the opportunity.
Amen.
To secure salvation. And Jesus couldn't do it no easier for us. He couldn't do it. Salvation is available to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ and calls upon His name. You notice there's a dual deal there. So, first of all, you got to believe. Okay? You got to believe. If you don't believe in Him, you're going to believe in something else.
Amen.
So, once you believe in the one that's going to take you to eternity with Him.
Amen.
And get you out of this, at some point, this world. Then after you believe in Him, so now here's where a lot of people have a problem with. Here's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. You and I have to make a choice.
Amen.
He says, you have to declare. You got to believe Him. Like I told y'all before, Satan believes in Jesus.
Oh yeah, come
on. Okay? But he don't declare Him as the Lord. So that's a two-part to it. So believe, and then accept Him, then and call on His name.
Amen.
All right. That's the introduction. Let me see. I don't know how long the sermon will be. I've been a little busy this week with things going on. But anyway, no excuses. Salvation requires a confession of faith. We're going to break it down. I'm going to break each verse down. So Romans 10:9. So salvation requires a confession of faith. You may ask, what does that look like? That looks like what that relationship is between you and the Lord. How you confess to Him. Are you at rock bottom and you reached up and grabbed Him and realized I need Him? Or were you somewhere in the middle? It don't matter. As long as you get to the point where you realize that you need a Savior.
Amen.
That's the point you need to be at. So it requires a confession. You don't know what a confession is, right?
Tell it all.
He says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart and God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. You ever thought why He threw that in there? Why He had to be raised from, why He threw it in, you got to believe He's raised from the dead? You ever thought why that's in there? So you got to acknowledge Him. You got to believe Him. You got to confess. But you also got to believe the other part too. Because if He did not raise from the dead, there's no reason for us to have a conversation. None. He defeated death, which allowed us to have the opportunity to make the choice to have eternal life with Him.
Amen.
If He hadn't died on that cross, none of it matters. It all happened right there on, not that cross. I'm just pointing that as an example. But on the cross, okay? That's where it started. And we got to realize, me and Osi talk about this a lot, you have to realize what He done for you, first of all. You got to realize that if He hadn't done what He done, there'd be no opportunity for us to get anything done.
Amen.
Through Him.
Amen.
You have to hang your hat on that He conquered death, got rid of it. Now you say, well, we're going to die. My grandma just passed away. You know what she did last night? She just transitioned right on into eternity. Smooth sailing. And I guarantee you, if she was asked, do you want to go back? She'd say, no, I'll wait on them. So the best thing for you to do, and I and everybody else, is to be prepared to go meet our loved ones that did go before us.
Amen. Come on.
And there's a guarantee you can do that.
Amen.
So that verse 9, confession in public. Confess means openly acknowledge Jesus as Lord. You know, when I do the invitation, and I'm not the smoothest, one in the world, I tell y'all, come up here. But there's a reason for that. When you're in here, the Holy Spirit's working on you, and it's time for you to answer that call, and you want Him, you come up here, you letting us know, everybody else, not that we're trying to put nobody on the spot or whatever, but at that moment, when you accept Jesus Christ, you should want to have, be filled with joy and share it with everybody.
Right.
Matter of fact, he tells us to go out.
Amen.
And spread His gospel.
Amen.
And it starts with accepting Christ. It don't have to be in this church building. You don't have to be in here. You don't have to be in the You can be anywhere.
Amen.
Where the Holy Spirit works at, He's everywhere all the time.
Oh, yes.
When He's knocking, you got to let Him in. It is more than saying words. It's declaring allegiance to Christ. Don't just say, I believe in Jesus. You can take it a little further. You're going to start that relationship building process. You're going to start getting closer to Him, walking with Him. Daily reading, daily scriptures. What's my favorite word? Daily, and saturate yourself.
Right.
You have to. I don't know about y'all. I tell people all the time. I played church for a long time. I guarantee you, if I kept track record, I got a good track record of showing up to church. It's a little more than that. We need to realize one day at a time, we need to build that relationship with Christ. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to know the Bible inside and out. He didn't ask you that. He didn't tell you to memorize the Bible. He didn't tell you to. All He said is just listen to me.
Amen.
Obey. That's all you got to do.
Amen.
Jesus taught the principles. I don't know why that's in there. He did. So, are we willing to identify with Christ before others? And here's another difference. Salvation changes who we belong to. If you don't accept Christ, you belong to the other one, Satan. By default, our sin nature. We're born into sin. And then down the road, at some point, you have to make a decision. You got to make a choice.
Amen.
Am I going to follow Christ? You don't have to choose to follow Satan. By default, if you don't accept Christ, that's who you follow.
Amen.
So we need to follow the one that gives life.
Amen.
And here's another thing, too. It got to come from the heart. That confession in Christ, if you declare with your mouth Jesus Lord and believe, it has to come from your heart. What does that mean? I'll put it in some. It got to be sure enough. Real. Biblical faith is more intellectual, is more than an intellectual agreement. It's not a contract. It's a process of building those relationships. You accept Christ, whatever age you are, and age don't have anything to do with it. It's that relationship, whatever age it is. But when you start, then I want you to think about the ones that are Christians in here. From the time you accepted Christ to where you're at now, there should be a progression. There should be a walk that's getting closer to Him as you go. And we need to keep building on that.
Amen.
Until He does call us home, we need to continually work towards that. We need to keep working. It involves trust, surrender, and dependence on Christ. Trust. Let me tell you, everybody in here has probably had their trust broken by somebody at some point in time.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what Jesus won't do. He will never break that trust.
Amen.
That's a trust you can write home about. Because He will. And a hard one for a lot of people, because we look at it as a sign of weakness in society. Surrender. We got to surrender to Christ. Because like I said earlier, you belong to one or the other. So if you don't surrender to Christ, you're surrendering to Satan, the devil, eternal death. Independence. All of us at some point in life probably hit a low where we needed something. from Christ, from Jesus, to get us up out of that. Some of us probably got some testimonies that if it wasn't for Jesus, you wouldn't be here.
Amen.
That drug you from rock bottom or out of whatever situation that may have been. That only Jesus could do. So we need to depend on Him. Let me give you a visual. I found this little, I'm not smart enough to come up with this, but I found it. Think of a chair. You can look at it. You can admire the chair, well built. But faith is actually sitting in it. Hold you up. You can believe in Christ, but you have faith in that relationship with Him. That's the difference. You know, Scripture told us, we read a while ago, Christianity stands upon the resurrection. Remember I told you He defeated death. If He came to this world, walked this world, hung on that cross and died and didn't come back, we wouldn't be, again, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Amen.
But He did.
Amen.
Resurrection proves a couple of things, more than a couple, but just examples. Jesus is the Son of God. His sacrifice was accepted on our behalf. He did it for us, for you and I. And death has been conquered. That song, Victory in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
That's the victory.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to worry about death.
Right.
Me and Ruth were talking a while ago, you know, like my grandmother, 95 years old, and we knew it was coming. You know, we're going to miss them.
Oh, yeah.
We're always going to miss them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something, though. I'd rather know where she's at. I do know where she's at.
Amen.
Than the alternative.
Come on.
I will see her again.
Amen.
And that's the kind of confidence you need in yourself.
Amen.
And for your family members. That's why it's so important for us to reach out to everybody we can reach out to.
Right.
And so to get them all home to us.
Mm-hmm.
Or to Him, not us. And we all had that big reunion in the sky. Faith in Christ naturally produces confession of Christ. Build that faith, and you're going to want to do these things.
Amen.
How many of you are here today because you want to be?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Not because of me, not because of the music, but because you should have an open mind on what God is going to do for you today.
Amen.
Go with that mindset. Go to church, go to Bible study, whatever you're going to do, with the mindset that God is going to show you something.
Amen.
Or do something.
Sure.
That's the kind of outlook we need. That's faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not, well, I can go to church, maybe something will happen, maybe it won't. With that mindset, it will not. I'll tell you that.
Sure.
But you come in here with open mind, see what Christ would want, how He wants to speak to you, and let it in. You'd be amazed. All right, Romans 10:10 says, "For it is with your heart that you believe and justify, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." Number one, God looks at the heart. What comes out of your heart? You know, what comes out of our heart is what you...
Amen.
It's your true nature. Your true nature.
Outward
religion cannot save. I'm not going to go down this road because, you know, that's my soapbox. Don't play church.
Amen.
Come here because you want to. God desires genuine faith. He wants the real deal.
That's right.
He wants the real deal. Look, the real deal for me might not be the same real deal for you. We're all different. We all worship different. We all pray different. Different times, whatever. It don't matter. There's no set of rules that you have to follow except faith in Christ.
Amen.
Period.
Right.
However that looks for you. Don't let nobody tell you you have to do this. You don't have to do anything but what God tells you to do.
Right. Amen.
Righteousness is given, not earned. I struggle with that word. First of all, you don't deserve it, and you can't. There's nothing you can possibly do, and so to get it. We are justified by what? Faith. By faith. Christ's righteousness is credited to believers. Jesus did it all. Let's put it that way. He did it all.
Yes, he did.
I don't care how good you think you are. Or how bad you are. None of that matters. What's that relationship with him?
Amen.
That's what counts.
Right.
Here's the kicker. Genuine faith cannot stay silent.
Amen.
It can't. When you got that genuine faith and that joy of that salvation that you have, you got to share it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Now, you might not be running in circles and jumping over in the baptism back there. They don't say that. If you do, that's fine. Just don't knock me down. Let me stand over here. Yeah, come on this side. Just joking. What does that look for you? It's of that joy, the happiness, that sharing it. You know, just by how you handle yourself in situations, just the way you carry yourself through the good and the bad, all that, that's a witness in itself. That's the sharing of the gospel. We talked, when we had the men's breakfast yesterday, we had 18-ish people. And we talked before, we don't know, and we might not never know. But yesterday, at least 18 cars parked out front. On a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
How many people drove by? Like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it sparked that thought. Hey, I need to go to church tomorrow.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You let God do all the work. You just obey what he tells you to
Amen.
Do. Just do it.
Amen.
And then maybe one day we'll know all the results. That's fine. But he didn't tell you he can show you results. He just said, obey me. Matthew 28, he just said, go. He didn't say you're coming back.
Amen.
He didn't say when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, go.
Right.
Those who truly believe in Christ speak of him. Our testimony glorifies God.
Right.
Everybody in here has a testimony. If you're a Christian, you got a testimony. Some might be a Hollywood story. Some of it might be just born and put you to sleep. It don't matter. It's a testimony. It's your testimony. It belongs to you.
You know it best.
And you know it. That's right. You know it best.
Right.
So put it out there. Share it.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's other people that got a Hollywood story type environment that need to hear from you that how you receive Christ. And there's some people that's boring that need to hear the same thing. So... You know, I get hung up on this, that reminded me, discipleship and stuff. You know, I can reach people that Don can't reach or vice versa.
Amen.
We all, that's why it's so important that we all do it. Because some people, we just, you know, we can't get in on some people. Some people can't.
Right.
He uses everybody. You know, and it amazes me that God chose us, messed up, broken down people, to share his word, to put it out there. He chose us.
Amen.
That's the honor. It should be a greatest honor. It is the greatest honor
Amen.
We can have. That we serving, and he chose us, Almighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You know, he didn't have to die on the cross. Willingly. I mean, he had to die on the cross for us. But at any moment, he could have lied. No, I'm going back home. And then we've been in a pickle. So ask this question. Has Christ changed your heart? Is my life reflecting my confession? Are you accepting Christ, your confession, and doing that, Is your lifestyle reflecting that? Now look. And so that don't mean you might not stray down the wrong path and, you know, some worse than others. Just wait. Hey, we still live in a fallen world. There's a lot of influence out there.
Amen.
Okay. And so sometimes you got to go in the left field to get back to center. You just do. But one day at a time, don't worry about what happened yesterday. That's all. And first of all, ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Next thing is, you're still here for a reason. He got you here still. So that's what you work off of, is now forward, however forward might be. One day at a time, but you don't know how many days of that you got.
Amen.
So take advantage of it. That scripture tells us, Romans 10:11-12, all scripture says, anyone who believes in him would never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. I told you that covers everybody, right? If you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. I don't think there's no Jews in here. So guess what that means? You're a Gentile. Now, I ain't the smartest tack, but that's pretty plain to me. So Jew, Gentile, everybody. Christ never fails those who trust him. I don't care what you, like I said, you're a Jew or a Gentile, it don't matter. He don't fail. The believer has eternal security in God's promises. The gospel is for everyone. So what's the gospel? Let me tell you what the gospel is. Jesus Christ. And I suggest, if you're a new Christian or you hadn't read anything, the gospels are the story of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Start with John. You can't go wrong. They're all good. All right. The gospel's for everyone. Paul emphasizes in Romans the Jew and the Gentile, the rich and the poor, religious and irreligious. Don't let religion get you in trouble. It's about that relationship with God, with Christ. It ain't about what you call yourself or what you think you are.
Right.
Don't let religion get you in trouble. There's nothing wrong with religion in itself, as long as it don't trump God. Young and old. That covers everybody in here, that list I just said.
Right.
Ain't no, you fall in that list somewhere.
Come on.
Christ is available to you.
Oh, yeah.
The cross removes every human distinction. Meaning, they don't care. Look here, Jesus does not care what you are, who you are. What he cares about is what you are, who you are with him.
Amen.
The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Everybody can come. And here's the good part. Christ. Grace never runs out. And here's another thing, too. I hear this more often than not. No sinner, which is everybody at some point in your life, everybody sinner, born into sin, right? No sinner is beyond his reach.
Right.
You wouldn't bat enough.
Come on.
I hear that all the time. Well, God never forgive me for what I've done. Oh, yeah? Give it a shot. What you got to lose? If you got that mindset, what do you got to lose?
Amen.
To try. It don't matter. There's no sin he can't forgive. Salvation is available to anyone who calls on him. And that's the last verse, 13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I talk about the simplicity and the guarantee of it. Look how simple that is. All you have to do, have faith, call on him. Tell him you're a sinner. I need you. That's all we got to do. Did you think about it? Just think how simplicity. It's so simple that we got to be more to it, we think. Well, hang on. That's too easy. It's that easy. It's that easy. God's call means repenting first, trusting, crying out to Christ, depending upon Him alone. And notice what He said. I'm about to wrap it up. He didn't say you might be saved. He didn't say you could be saved. He didn't say hopefully you're saved. He said you shall be saved. Period. Don't complicate it. We talked about that earlier. Don't overthink this. Yeah. What did Scripture say? You shall be saved. Period. That's all. Trying to think. Hang on. My mind's running 100 miles an hour. Y'all hang on a second. Let me get my thoughts back together. So Paul in the gospel presents the gospel in four simple truths. Let me break it down, and this is what we close with. Believe in your heart. Confess Jesus is Lord. Trust God. And call upon the name of the Lord. You do those four things, they don't have to be verbatim how I said it. If you do those four things, that's all you got to do. If you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, today's the day of salvation. That's all you have to do. I'm going to get y'all to stand. The musicians come forward. Like always, the pews are open. The pews are open. My mind's blank.
There you go.
Altar. See there? Well, my mind's... Anyway, the altars are open. If you need to clean up something in your life, whatever that is, do it. Do it where you're standing at. But if you need the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, don't waste the opportunity. I'm going to be standing right down there, and it has nothing to do with me. Remember what I said, that public confession? Just walk up, and all you got to tell me is something simple, and I know what you're talking about. I need Jesus.
There you go.
That covers those four basic deals right there. And we can elaborate on that from there. We got plenty of time for the rest of it.
Amen.
All you got to do is come forward. So bow your heads. Dear Father, just thank you for these few moments we had together to hear your word, Lord. And just thank you for making it as simple as it really is, Lord, that you've made that opportunity for us. And we got that guarantee. We got that guarantee that we will be with you for eternity. Just give us the confidence that we do need to share it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.